Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Welcome, second hour today, friends. Happy New Year to all of you. It is an honor to have all of you in the audience, even those of you who disagree with me. Because you know what? That's the greatness of America. No, because you know what? Your right to disagree and your right to express that, you know, like Wanda and other people do to me. That's a profound right. It is given to you by God. It is not given to you by government. It just isn't, folks. Those are inalienable rights. Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. They're precious and profound things. And they hang in the balance. They really do. And I'm going to talk about that in this particular hour because it relates to what's at stake here with what Mike Pence is going to do and, frankly, what the rhinos in the U.S. Senate are going to do. And it depends on what's going to happen here in Oregon, not just today at the rally today. And I want you to come and join us today at the mass civil disobedience rally at the Capitol. Starts at 1 o'clock. There's a Wrestling for Freedom event there also, which I think is kind of interesting and kind of cool. And it's an anti-mask protest thing, which I think is I mean, that's a really interesting way of doing it. But I kind of like it. Their flyer says, say no to social distancing. No mask. Take your freedom and your health back. Well, they're not alone because you know what? There's a lot of parents who think their kids ought to be engaging in all kinds of sports activities that have been shut down, too. Especially outside. There's a lot of parents who think their kids ought to be in school because of the mental health issues, as much as it has been proven statistically that there is not a threat in schools. And they're not having the transmission from student to teacher, because that's been the thing, right? The teachers' union, they don't want the teachers in school because a lot of them are older. They may have underlying health issues. I get all of that. I don't think masks work unless you are sick, and the data proves it, folks. There is no asymptomatic spread. Read the studies for yourself, including the U.S. studies, who says, you know where most of the spread comes from? It comes from home. When you are close to people in your family, you can limit that. Just like you do when somebody gets sick with the flu. They kind of stay in their bedroom. If they got a cold, they kind of stay away from everybody else. Everybody washes their hands. And you don't get sick. But if you don't practice good hygiene, you make other people sick. If you are sick and you have to go out in public, you probably ought to wear a mask, but the rest of us shouldn't have to, because it's been proven that the masks don't stop. Unless you have a pressure suit on, folks, and I used to wear one on the farm. I know. There were times I had to mix some bad chemicals to put on my peppermint crop. It was legal, but it was bad stuff, and I wore a pressure helmet, folks, because you don't want to smell that stuff. And thank goodness we don't use that stuff anymore, because I don't particularly think it's good for the soil or the environment. But the reality is that unless you're wearing a pressure suit and a pressure helmet, your mask ain't going to help you ingest something from somebody who's hacking and coughing in your face. They're the ones that ought to be wearing the mask, not you. And it's about liberty, friends. That's what we're going to be protesting about today. Come and join us. It starts at 1. I'll be speaking kind of towards the end. Tootie Smith's going to be there. Tootie and I serve together in the House of Representatives. She's also the was just elected as the top dog at the Clackamas County Commission. She made national news because she's defying the lockdowns. Sandy Mayor Stan Pulliam, he's not going to be there today, but he is making national news for defying the lockdowns. Redmond Mayor George Endicott, a guy I know both Stan and George, he's defying the lockdowns. Everywhere across Oregon today, restaurants and other businesses are opening up, defying Kate Brown. Because they can read, they can think. Now, I often tell you, I say every hour, because that's the whole purpose of the show, folks, is to help give you thoughts and phrases and words and way to characterize and present ideas politically to the people that are persuadable in your world, whatever world that is. That's the whole purpose of doing this show. And I got to tell you, the idea, just asking people to think for themselves, present it this way. If masks work, and we've had a mask mandate for months now, and everywhere you go in public, you see most everybody wearing a mask because businesses are enforcing it. Why? Because of the heavy hand of Kate Brown's Oregon OSHA and OLCC and whoever else, which, by the way, she says they're deploying, and everybody, the full amount, they're going to be out today, tomorrow, going after these restaurants and so forth. Don't you find it interesting that even though 90%+ of everybody you see in public is wearing a mask, and yet the infection rates are still going up? Do masks work? You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure that one out, do you? No. They don't. Now, you don't have to say it that passionately to whoever you're trying to persuade. You can just ask them a question. We've had a mask mandate in place for months in Oregon. And yet, and you see, everywhere you go, people are complying with the mask mandate. And yet the infection rates are still rising and have been for a couple of months now. So do masks work? Does shutting people out of restaurants work? Well, what's the data? The data is about 1% of, like, something like 1.6% of infections have been traced back to restaurants. It's a slightly higher number for gymnasiums. Yet you can walk into Home Depot. You can put a lot of bodies in Home Depot and Lowe's. I love both those places. I love Costco. A lot of people can go in there. A lot of people can go into Walmart. They're counting you as you're coming in and counting as you go, but they apparently never get enough people that they have to stop you. At least I haven't seen that. Not recently, anyway. But your local mom-and-pop store, your local business, is being destroyed by a lockdown that doesn't work. If masks worked, if lockdowns worked, why are the infections increasing? They're not. They are increasing. Although for the last few days we've had a lower number of them, as I would think that we would have. And don't you find it, here's something else you can share with people in conversation. Don't you find it interesting that there is virtually no incidents being reported officially by the CDC of the flu? How is it that miraculously there's no flu in America? Apparently, because you can't find any stories about it, and you can't find it on, at least when I looked the other day, I couldn't find much about it on the CDC website. Don't you find that interesting? It's all COVID, isn't it? It's all COVID all the time. how much of COVID is really the flu, folks. And don't you love the fact that state legislatures now in some states are questioning why you would call someone who got shot and killed by a gun as a classify that as a COVID death? Because there are stories about that. News stories about that. Oh, and this new congressman from Louisiana, congressman-elect, the Republican who died, it was from COVID, right? That's what we saw, even in conservative media. And then we find out the truth. He had surgery and died of a heart attack. Apparently he had COVID, but he died of a heart attack after surgery, folks. Nothing to do with COVID. Again, you're being lied to. That's what today's protest is about. If a 10 million person study in Wuhan, China, the epicenter of this Chinese flu, if a 10 million person study says there is no asymptomatic spread, why are you allowing yourself to be told by a governor or anyone else, Dr. Fauci, who's all over the board, Kate Brown, who's all over the board about how many people can be where, when? Why are you allowing yourself to be subjected to this? You're giving up your freedom. What's the matter with you? Are you ready to fight? What's at stake? Everything is at stake. Ben writes me an email and says, Jeff, I'm confused here about Pence. It's the Epoch Times article that Pence asked judge to reject the push to expand his powers to decide Electoral College votes. Now, the Epoch Times is a great website and newspaper. It's not an expansion. I disagree with that. It is his right under the 12th Amendment of the Constitution. His power is absolute in this regard. Rather, it is, and it wasn't Mike Pence, by the way, because if you read the article, you actually read the filing, it is his Department of Justice lawyer. Does the Department of Justice, I know, look, the Department of Justice job is to defend the president and the vice president. They hate Trump, folks. Bill Barr didn't clean up anything in the DOJ, sadly. You can't expect a Department of Justice lawyer. It's not Mike Pence, folks. I still believe that Mike Pence and Donald Trump are working together. I don't know how that's going to turn out. Back in a moment. It's 7:20.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Happy New Year to all of you out there at 7:22 in the morning. In fact, James Jim writes me a RSVP. Said, Happy New Year, Jeff. Heard about your New Year's Day party at the Capitol. Sounds like a good time, but I'm afraid I'll be elsewhere, exercising what's left of our God-given rights. OPSEC, which is operational security, military term, prevents me from sharing the details. Wink, wink. Fair enough. Fair enough, folks. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Check them both out. We are waiting, by the way, with bated breath for my friend Ben Fisher and his wife Sabrina that have gone to the hospital to have baby Lily. Let you know when that... They're friends of mine. In fact, Ben's mom and I went to school together. I took her to the prom. No kidding. It's the new year, folks. How are you going to approach the new year, 2021? Now, it's a political show, so how are you going to approach the new year politically? In this hour of the show, I want to get into an interesting piece in The American Thinker by Carol Brown. Here's the headline. Don't expect Mike Pence to save us on January 6th. Yeah? I'm a little worried about that. It's before a federal judge, a Trump appointee judge right now. The clarification of what really is his power under the Constitution during this joint session of Congress. Now, his power is one thing. How he exercises it is entirely another. That's why you need to be praying, folks. Truly need to be praying. And you need to be active. You need to join us today. I want to thank Freedom Heating and Air for giving us their ad time to run those ads that you've been hearing. Join us today. Stand up for your liberty. That's what this is about today. It just is. We have a right to be heard. We have a right to protest. We have a right to stand up for our liberty. And by the way, today's event is being organized by the Oregon Women for Trump. Now, that's a radical bunch, isn't it? Somebody who's not radical, somebody that you probably ought to talk to at the beginning of this new year, it's a guy by the name of Bill Sunderland. He is our sponsor for this segment of the show. Bill Sunderland, Country Financial. Country Company's a great organization, and their financial advisors are really good. My brother uses Country Financial and his personal finances to balance his portfolio investments. Maybe you ought to talk to Bill Sunderland about doing that too. It's pretty easy. You give him a call at 503-885-0789. Who knows what 2021 is going to be like in terms of how all of this stuff is going to affect your investments? Stock market, real estate, Bitcoin, if you're one of those investors, whatever. And a lot of people are, by the way. Bill Sunderland can help you figure all of that out. A balanced portfolio. Check out his website. It's SunderlandAgency.com. It's Sunderland, S-U-N-D-E-R, Land, Agency. 503-885-0789. Liberty is in jeopardy in this nation right now. We have a constitutional right to speak our mind, to peaceably assemble, to carry a gun. We have a right to defend ourselves. We have a human right to defend ourselves. We have a human right to speak our mind freely, to worship God or not. We have a human right to gather together in groups and agree or disagree. That's what's at stake. Those rights. The right to choose how you're going to live your life. To pursue whatever career you want to pursue. All of it is being jeopardized right now. By an idea, a thought that is as old as is liberty. And it's the opposite of it. It's called tyranny. It's socialism. It is the idea that you cannot make appropriate decisions for yourself. So government, others, will make those decisions for you. Oh, and by the way, because they're the chosen few, they are the elites, they are smarter than the rest of us, they don't really have to abide by those things, do they? As we've seen complete examples of constantly. Do as I say, not as I do. How well did that work with your kids when they were growing up? Probably didn't work very well, did it? That's what's at stake here, folks. Because there are people who truly believe. You see examples of them every day on social media, on regular media, mainstream media, who believe that my words of expressing everything I've talked about today is hate speech because it's liberty. They disagree. They think liberty needs to be whatever they define it as. They think the Constitution that grants us these inalienable rights is a living document that needs to change with the changing culture. They believe that pastors should not be able to preach anti-abortion messages, pro-life messages from the pulpit, or that transgenderism is not good, that homosexuality is wrong. They want to stop preachers from saying those things because it's hate speech. Life is good. That's what's at stake. Oh, and it gets deeper than that. We'll also get into Mike Pence. Why he might not have the ability to do what we think. Let the music take 30 back. Oh. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song. All night long.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes to the top of this 8 o'clock hour, actually. At that point, we'll have one more hour to go. Here's what we're talking about for this half hour. And by the way, I want to thank, again, Freedom Heating and Air for sponsoring the ads that allow us to invite you to come to the rally at the Capitol today. We're going to peacefully demonstrate. We're going to passionately talk about our liberty. And I'm going to say something else. For every restaurant in the Salem area or anywhere around locally, in the sound of my voice, that chooses to open up today, why don't you go spend some money with them? I'm serious. Let's support them. They're going to need it. Because Kate Brown's coming after him, folks. Thanks, Freedom Heating and Air, for believing. I deeply appreciate it. Liberty is precious, friends. Mike Pence may or may not have the power, and a judge in federal judge in Texas is going to decide this. Hopefully in the next day or two. By the way, there's another story. I got a text. In fact, I woke up to it this morning from a friend of mine who's not a Pence fan. She texts me in a supposed text message, and I'll read it to you because I don't think it's real. I literally don't think it's real. By the way, I am not going to allow my iPhone to set up exposure notifications if I'm in an area or near some area where there's COVID. Sorry. Not going to do that. Anyway, here's what she sent me. It said, wow, this is from Lynn Wood. Mike Pence announces on New Year's Eve that he no longer plans to pursue a career in politics. That's from Lynn Wood. Now, I have not seen this anywhere else. Don't you think that would kind of be big news? Of course, I haven't watched Fox today. I've watched Newsmax. Not a word of it on Newsmax. I haven't seen it on the Gateway Pundit. I've not. So it makes me, I mean, I'm just bringing up the Epoch Times right now. Well, of course, the House is Nancy Pelosi's house, of course, is trying to dismiss it, the effort to clarify the vice president's power. And we're going to talk about that here in a moment. But I just, this business that, I don't know where Lynn Wood is getting this stuff. You know, I watched that long interview with him that I told you about, that I put it on the link. It was either earlier this week or late last week, I think it was, with the young man from Epoch Times, Joshua Phillip, where, I mean, it was a profound and impacting interview. He's the same guy. He put this out last night, that Mike Pence announced last night that he's not going to continue in politics. I haven't seen that anywhere. Have any of the rest of you seen that? If you have, why don't you send it to me? Shoot me an email with a link to it. Jeff@1220.am or Jeff@KSLM.news. I haven't seen it. It would be kind of big news, don't you think? Yeah, it'd be huge. So why is it that I say that he might not have the power? There's a piece written by Carol Brown in the American Thinker. It's entitled, Don't Expect Mike Pence to Save Us on January 6th. It goes on to talking about how lots been written about it. But Bill Jacobson, who's founder of the Legal Insurrection, and Jacobson is a constitutional mind lawyer and is, Legal Insurrection has always been a great source of what I think is realistic view of legal issues, certainly when it comes to the Constitution. Here's what he writes. A claim has circulated widely in the past few days that Vice President Mike Pence, as president of the Senate, has the power and discretion to reject certifications. If Pence had such power and chose to exercise it, it would be over, but he doesn't. And then Jacobson cites relevant language from the Constitution, Article 2, Section 1, after the 12th Amendment. To support his assertion, and he summarizes it this way, and this is what I want you to listen to. He writes, note the words, quote, shall open all certificates, and, quote, the votes shall be counted, unquote. Shall is mandatory. There is no discretion. That is true. That word means what it means. There is no discretion. It has to. When I was served in the Oregon legislature, same deal. When the word shall was in there, it was mandatory. When the word may or will is not so mandatory. Shall is a different term. He continues. The certificates must be opened by Pence and the votes must be counted. It's unclear who does the counting, but the votes must be counted regardless. No vice president, Mike Pence, Al Gore, or Kamala Harris, performing the function of opening the votes, has discretion to reject votes. No vice president has authority to accept votes presented through some extra constitutional other process. He continues, there's an interesting legal question of what would happen if a state authority presented conflicting votes. For example, the legislature certified one set of electors, but the executive branch certified a different set. But that has not happened here. No state authority has certified more than one set of electors. A bunch of legislators acting on their own getting together outside the constitutional certification process to announce electors is not presented for counting any more than if I got together with some friends and we delivered an envelope to Pence with our chosen slate of electors. Maybe if legislatures, not legislators, had so acted, we would have a legal conundrum, but that has not happened. The congressional legislation provides a mechanism for objections to be raised and resolved. Neither the Constitution nor the legislation makes vice president king for a day. Now, I'll stop there because while that may be a little bit discouraging, I disagree. Now, I'm not a lawyer and I'm not a constitutional authority. But you see, this is the crux of the argument that Louis Gohmert has made and put in front of a federal judge. And it is that the Constitution says the legislatures, and this was reaffirmed in Bush versus Gore in 2000 by the U.S. Supreme Court, the legislatures have plenary authority in choosing the president. Now, what constitutes a legislature? Is it a majority of legislators? My friend Mark Fincham, whom we interviewed on Monday, if you remember, is the state representative from near Tucson, Arizona, that is leading that charge in Arizona, held that hearing with Rudy Giuliani. Well, you heard him say, and you've seen him say on subsequent other shows, that there is great debate about what constitutes a legislature, a legislative action. Is it during when a session has been called? Or is it simply a number of legislators who are members of a legislature? Who the majority say, this is our slate of electors. You see, that's a separate legal question that isn't involved in this lawsuit. At least I missed it if it was, of Louis Gohmert's. He's not asking for that to be decided. So what Professor Jacobson is saying here is that there aren't really conflicting or competing slates of electors. I think that's open to question and interpretation. This is why we have judges. Now, frankly, as you've heard me say many times, we put far too much power into the courts. Yet the principle of judges is not new. Is it not in the Bible? Is there not a book called Judges? Isn't that a concept from God Almighty? Why would? Because God is judge himself. Is he not? And the principle of judging is deciding. That's what it is. Deciding what is the law. Now, God has his law, and he decides. He's the judge. But when there are disputes about the law, somebody's got to decide. Because one side feels very passionately about one aspect of it. Another side has a different opinion. Someone has to decide. But the ultimate authority of all of this rests with you and I. Now, the problem is, again, can legislatures call themselves into session? Yes, they can. Is it practical? No, because there aren't enough votes to do that in any of these sessions. But would be. Back in a moment, Evan.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's all very interesting, isn't it? But ultimately, friends, whatever's going to happen is going to, I believe, happen by divine providence. And I think that's why it is so important that all of you, even those of you who are not particularly religious, and I don't care what your religious affiliation is, you need to be praying. This great nation is in great jeopardy. Everything that is a liberty that you and I enjoy today is really on the line here. Presidents have great power. So do Congresses. And they can do things that, well, just look at what has, look at what happened behind the scenes. Not just when Obama was president and all the crazy things he did. Obamacare and all of these other things, which, by the way, once those laws get in place, they are never truly repealed, are they? Heck, Republicans didn't even have the courage to do it. No matter how many people it hurt, no matter how many people lost their health insurance, and a whole host of other things. There's a lot of other things going on behind the scenes, as we've found out about. The illegal usage of data, collecting it, even on members of Congress, nobody's been held accountable. None of these programs that exist, as stated by the people who actually made them, who designed them, none of those programs and the misuse of them has been held accountable. No one. You want to talk about your liberty? The fact that Republicans and Democrats would turn a blind eye to that. And they have, folks. You heard me right. I said Republicans and Democrats in the House and the Senate have let that happen. Some of them even knew about it. They did nothing. It's wrong. It's immoral. It's corrupt. There's only been one guy who has tried to challenge all of that. His name is Donald J. Trump. You see, even if Donald J. Trump is reelected, and it's going to take a miracle, that's why we need to pray. Even if he's reelected, it's going to be difficult to get rid of this corruption in the swamp. It's deep, it's pervasive, and it's in both parties, folks. Now, one party will defend your rights a little more passionately, that's the Republican Party, than the Democrats. Only a little. It takes a disruptor. It takes someone who really wants to clean up the swamp. Remember, it goes back to motivations, folks. Trump did not have to run for president. He's made his mark on life. He didn't have to do any of that. Did it for the right reasons. People who support him and love him get it. They understand that. But they also understand what's at risk, even beyond him. What is sad is that we are, and you've heard Mark Levin say this and others, what is sad is that we are one election away from people like Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Kamala Harris, literally creating a political system does not hold people accountable, that allows the further erosion of your inalienable rights through the Constitution, through packing the courts, through packing the Senate. Think what that means for your Second Amendment. Think what it means for your First Amendment rights. Remember, I gave you that example. Right now, there are people in America, leftists, advocating that certain speech not be allowed because it's hate speech. We have a hate speech statute in Oregon and federally. Can you imagine if governments or governors just simply expanded the definition of what qualifies as hate speech? And a Supreme Court, like Kate Brown's bought and paid for Supreme Court, says it's okay? What do you do then? You either stand up and fight now. Join us today at the rally, because that's what it's about. It's about the future of liberty. It's not about Trump. It's about the future of your liberty and everything you hold dear. Let's go back to the phones. Go to Art. Art, good morning. Again.
Hey, Jeff. I agree with you, my brother. You know, the problem with all these pundits and these people who write articles and stuff like that, they don't look at the law entirely. They just pick and choose things to try to push their agenda. You and I agree with you 100% because you've listened to Levin about Article 2 and the right of the legislators to write the laws. And we all know that these rogue states definitely broke the law, Article 2, and therefore, if you follow the Constitution, okay, if the law was broken, Pence has all the right, in my opinion, just like yours, to say, no, the vote there was obtained illegally, and therefore, and we have all this proof, and therefore we can't count the vote, period. So it's definitely going to be interesting, but there definitely is Article 2. There was fraud. There was illegal antics in all these states. And the Constitution needs to be followed. So, yeah, is it a long shot? Well, I'm sure as hell glad that Mr. Hawley, who happens to be an ex-AG, very up on the law and all that stuff. And then, of course, we got Cruz and we got Louie Gohmert. You know, this is all a chess game. But these guys know what the heck they're doing. Now, the question is, can they get the rhinos to truly follow the law and do what they said they would do, and that's uphold the Constitution of the United States?
So how would we get the rhinos to uphold the Constitution and do the right thing? How would we do that, Art?
Well, Jeff, we have to... Okay, we're Republicans. We need to jump up and say, hey, this is unacceptable. You cannot be a rhino. You have to do your due diligence, what you swore to do when you went into office, and that's uphold the Constitution of the United States of America.
Thanks, Art. We're at the top of the hour. One more hour to go. Be right back.
Great day, Jeff.